Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show. one and only Teresa Graham. Good morning, family from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. I am broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, 6 a.m. Central in the morning time. That's right. And it looks like the weather is going to be a little cloudy today from what I see. It says it's partly cloudy, and it is 76 degrees this morning here in the Fort Worth area. And so, guys, I pray that your day will be filled with many blessings, the blessings of the Most High God, making you rich and added no sorrow. So I pray today, guys, that you are going to have an awesome, amazing day today. So whatever you set your hand to do, I pray that it will prosper for you today. And so I pray now, guys, that you woke up this morning with a praise flowing from your lips and that you were giving God the praises and the honor and the glory and worshiping God, everything that he deserves. Come on, somebody. You know, because I like to have the Most High God on my mind when I wake up in the morning. That's right. And I like to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, heavenly angels. Thank you, heavenly hosts. Just thanking the Most High God for just waking me up this morning in my right mind so that I can think straight. I can see. I can walk. I can jump. I can leap. I can hop. I can hear. You know what I'm saying? I can think. You know, I'm feeling good this morning. Come on, somebody. I find the little things that people don't think that is big to celebrate and to worship God for. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's what I do. Amen. I just love the Most High God. Okay? I love him. And I can't get enough of talking about Daddy because I have to tell you about Daddy now. Early in the morning, I got to tell you about Daddy. I love talking about Daddy. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Well, I want to talk about a subject that I don't think a lot of people teach us in the church. A lot of people are talking about in the church. And so this is what the Most High God has placed on my mind this morning. Because one thing, beloved, in order for us to live a prosperous life, we have to meditate on the Word of God. Come on, somebody. I felt that in the spirit realm. Now, there will become a new birthing within your human spirit and within your mind. It is not the rebirth of our body or our mind, in other words, I would say. I would say after we are born again, we must renew our mind. Is what I'm getting to. And we must discipline our body, okay? And so the Holy Spirit uses God's word to impart his nature into our human spirit. And so, beloved, it's good that we meditate on the word of God day and night. Now, after the death of Moses, we know that the Most High God told Joshua to meditate on his word day and night. God didn't tell Joshua to meditate on mess and gossip, he say, she say, backbiting. God didn't tell him to do that, but he told him to meditate on his word day and night. Amen? And as Joshua did what was written in the scripture, he made his way prosperous and had good success. Amen? Amen. And if we meditate on the word of God day and night, we also will see our ways being prosperous, and we should be able to walk in good success. But we will not walk in good success if our life is a mess. Come on, somebody. Or if we're seeking and running after gossip and backbiting and trying to destroy other people's character. Amen. This is not what God is talking about and when he say meditate. Amen? Amen? See, the more we quiet our mind and our thinking, okay, the more we quiet our mind and think on the Word of God, the more the Holy Spirit of the living God will speak to our human spirit. And that's how he becomes the dominant force, I would say, in our lives. Amen? That's how he began to lead us and direct us in spirit and in truth is through the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen?
And if we meditate, if we seek God first and take his word as final authority in our life, then we will make few mistakes in life. Amen. Because we allow our spirit to give heed to the Holy Spirit of God, the voice of God. Why? Because we're meditating on the word day and night. And so when we put the word of God in our mouth, in our soul, we learn how to develop our bodies and become athletes. In other words, you know, we know we got this thing down pat. Amen. Amen. And so as we learn to quiet our mind, the Holy Ghost of the living God will communicate with our spirit through the word of God. And unveil a truth to us, in other words. Amen? But we first have to learn how to listen. Amen? And how do we do that, beloved? We start by meditating on the written word of God. This is what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said in Matthew chapter 4 and 4. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know I'm in there today. Amen. Amen. And so we have to put the word of God in our mouths if we're going to fulfill the word of God. It has to be written upon our hearts. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and 2 that we are transformed by the renewing of the mind. Come on, somebody. We have to work. We have to speak the word. We have to line our word up with our mind up with the word of God. And the benefits of having a renewed mind, it restores our relationship with the Most High God. It causes us to develop a relationship with the Most High God. Because now we are dying to self, and we are dying to the world. Because the Bible also talks about if you're a friend with the world, you are an enemy with God. And so we got to understand, beloved, in order for us to walk righteously before God, we're going to have to die to this flesh. Amen? We're going to have to line our thinking up, renewing of our mind up with the word of God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that is a good thing, guys, that I feel that we all need to do is we need to renew our mind and we need to start meditating on the word of the Most High God. Amen. Because that's what God wants us to do. And so a lot of times, guys, we can walk around and we can pick up books and do all other things, but we never pick up the Word of God and begin to meditate on what the Word of God has said for us. Because I believe that the Word of God is like a roadmap, okay, for us to live by. Okay, and I'm not talking about being religious. Or, you know, folk can be some religious folk. But I'm talking about having a relationship with God that pleases God. See, God ain't into all that, you know, religious stuff and legalism stuff. You know, you got to do it this way. And if you don't, you're wrong. I'm the only one right. See, now we're walking in the spirit of pride. See, and you got to kill your pride for self. Amen. You got to kill your religious self. You see, we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace. And so we got to understand who we are and whose we are in the Most High God. We got to understand, beloved. Amen. And so God is looking for folk that love him for real. I'm not talking about that lip service where they honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. I'm talking about somebody who is coming before God every day naked and say, Father God, it's me, oh me, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh me, God. I need help. I need to be delivered. God, if you don't do it, I'm going to be in trouble. Come on, somebody. And see, when you learn how to meditate on the word of God, it causes your mind to line up with the Word of God. It causes your mind to want to be, and your heart and your soul to want to be real with God and not pretending, shaking and faking and talking about you got it together, but knowing you tore up from the flow up. You just 1 hour away from committing suicide if God don't come and intervene in your life. See, we got to understand, beloved, when we say we go to God believing that he is and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Amen? We don't step to God just because you heard about a God. No, you know God for yourself. Come on, somebody. That's like raising a child up, and you know what's in that child when you raise that child up. And someone want to come and tell you something, and you know it's not right because you know that child. You raised that child. You know what he will and won't do. He think you don't know what he will and won't do, but you already done peeped his game. And that's the same thing with God. When we begin to meditate on God, God will show us him. God, I felt that right there, Holy Ghost. I'm about to slap my own self silly today. Glory be to God. I feel my help right there. So God will always reveal himself when we draw nigh to God. Amen. And so when we say we meditate on God's word, we need to read the word of God, first of all, in order to get a clear understanding of who God is, what he will do, what he won't do. Amen. There's something God can't do, even though he's God. He can't do, and that's the Bible say he can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Amen. There's a lot of things that God will and will not do. But we first have to spend that quality time with him, that relationship with him. Get to know him for ourselves. And stop trying to go off of somebody else's understanding. Yes, I have a PhD in religious education. I'm qualified, anointed and appointed by God to teach and preach the word of God. I don't get puffed up in a piece of paper that say I have a PhD, but I get caught up in God. Come on, somebody. Huh? Because I'm serving his menu. It's not my menu. I didn't write the Bible. Come on. So I got to serve it just like it's written, not adding no salt and pepper to the menu. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I felt that right there. But I got to be real and serve the word of God just like it is written, beloved. And that's what God wants us to do. In order for me to serve you the word, I first have to have a relationship with God to know what I'm talking about. Because it is the Spirit of the Lord. Huh? He does the revealing. He does the releasing. Amen? He gives me the words to say. Amen? When I come on here in the morning, I haven't written anything down. I'm just being led by the Spirit and say, okay, where you want me to go today? And I just follow. Amen? I just follow. Because I want you to understand how important it is to meditate on the Word of God. Stop meditating on what the television got to tell you, because the television is just telling their vision. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. But I want you to grab a hold to the Word of God that will lead you in spirit and in truth through His Holy Ghost. Huh? We get so wrapped up in what's going on around the world till we become depressed, oppressed. Tormenting demons have been released upon the land to bring distraction so that you will not be able to benefit from the Word of God by meditating on the Word of God. Come on. But if you get the Word of God in you, amen, and is rooted and grounded in your spirit, when you become to meditate on it, then it will reduce stress and pain and hurt and all kind of stuff that life brings you. Amen? These are the benefits of having a relationship with God. These are the benefits of learning to listen to the Word of God. Amen? Amen. You can sit all day long and listen to your favorite preacher that comes on YouTube or wherever they come, television, internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever they come. You can sit and you can listen to them every day preach the gospel, but it's not until you allow the Holy Ghost of the living God to renew your mind in the Word of God and cause you to begin to meditate on the Word of God that's going to cause your spirit man to change and line up with the Word of God. God is looking for somebody who's going to be faithful, who's going to die to self daily, meaning that there is not two wills going on there. It's only one will, and that's the will of the Most High God. Amen? So you cannot continue to walk around and think that there has to, well, allow two wills to operate in your life. Come on. There has to be one will. One thing about Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he is the Word. Come on, somebody. And the nerve of Satan himself trying to work the Word on the Word. Now, how stupid is that? How stupid is that? Huh? How stupid is that? You're talking about dumb to the dumb. That's how stupid that is. See, you got to understand, beloved, when you know who you are and whose you are, God, I'm about to preach right there, you can decree and declare a thing and it shall be established. Why? Because Proverbs 18:21 tells me that death and life is in the power of my tongue. God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. Huh? So you got to learn, beloved, how to grab a hold to the Word of God for yourself. And you got to learn how to be real with self. And if you don't know anything, get before God and ask God. Amen? Get before God and ask God. And the first step is opening that Bible. Open the Bible. Spend time with God in your secret closet. Pray and thank him. Sing songs to the Most High God. Amen? That's what you want to do. And after you do all that, quiet yourself down and begin to meditate. God loves it when you have your mind stayed on him. Amen? He loves it. He loves it when your mind is stayed on him, beloved. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. When you look at Colossians chapter 3 and 1 through 2, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. We have to avoid consuming the things of this world, beloved. That's right, huh? Proverbs chapter 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Glory be to God. I felt that right there. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm feeling good this morning, y'all. I'm feeling good this morning. Yes, I am. Because there's power in the Word of God when we focus on God. The Bible also talks about the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So see, that lets me know I don't have to fight my battle, and the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. Come on, somebody. I learn how to rest in God. I learn to take God's word as final authority in my life. Come on, somebody. I don't care how you try to shake it up, flip it up, turn it up, do whatever you got to do, but it will come a time in your life where you're going to have to be real with yourself, your own self. Amen? And it's sad when you begin to lie to your own self. Come on, somebody. Amen? Amen. We got to acknowledge what Jesus Christ Yeshua has done for us at the cross, or on the cross. Amen. And that was to restore us back into a right standing with the Most High God. That means that he brought us back into a relationship with the Most High God. Amen? Amen? And that was God's purpose for Jesus Christ Yeshua dying, was to restore us back to what we were originally created for. God, I'm about to shoulder slap myself today. What you say? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, if you don't do anything else, pray, meditate, meditate, talk to God, have a communication with him, open that communication with him. In order for you to have a lover, you got to spend time with that lover. I think somebody missed that in the spirit realm. In order for you to have a relationship, you got to first have communication. Huh? Even though the Most High God know who you are, he know every hair in your head. He know when one fall out every morning. You know, as we get older, guys, you know, we lose a little bit here and there, you know. Don't tell nobody, but we lose a little something, okay? But he sees it all. Nothing escapes the Most High God eyes. Nothing. I don't care, honey, how deep you think you are. But God knows your heart. One thing about the heart, baby, it will tell on you. Huh? That heart got a way of speaking, y'all. That heart have a way of speaking. And it will expose you every time. Come on, somebody. I don't care how you try to flip it up and trip and slip and dip and fornicate with the world. That heart going to sure expose you. You can believe that now. Believe that if you don't believe nothing else. That heart will tell on you, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about the heart as the Holy Ghost released me to talk about the heart. How about that? Amen. I got to talk about whatever he put on my spirit in the morning to speak to you about, because I want to encourage you this morning to always, always seek God's plan for your life every day. When you wake up in the morning, you have a little conversation with him. Say, okay, God, what I need to be doing today. What do you want me to say today? You know, when I accept preaching engagements and things like that, I always go before God, and I always ask him, Lord, what do you want me to say? And then he always give me a word for the people. Why? Because those people I've never seen before, I don't know what they're in need of. And so why not go to the Most High God? Because he handpicked me, anointed, and appointed me to preach the gospel. And so I have to seek God, and I need to know what word he need to go into the atmosphere. You know, when you read about how God created the earth, and you saw in the beginning how the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the water before the Most High God spoke a word, that's the same thing when I prepare to go preach. I always rely totally on the Holy Spirit to reveal to me a word that someone needs. Okay, in that hour. Amen. I never try to run out there. And I'm never trying to make a name for myself, because it don't matter who know me or who don't know me. That's not my concern. My concern is being real with God's people and serving the word of God just like it's written. Amen. Amen. And so when I pray and I seek God, I fast. And when time for me to go run the revivals or do some conferences, I release a word and I see miracles and signs happening. And I also see God at work. Amen. And it feels good to see God's work, hands at work. God, the Holy Ghost is high up in the house, you know. And so that's, and I would say that comes from meditating on the word of God. And developing that relationship with him and pleasing God. Because my only motive for preaching, and I'm going to say that, I'm going to say it like I feel it, my only motive for preaching is winning souls for the Most High God. It's not to get fame and a name and some coins. That's not about winning souls for the Most High God. Amen? And that's what I do. At the end of the day, I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't ever want God to put his hands on his hips and say, what you want me to say? I done saw a bad day. Come on, somebody. Huh? It's sad when he can say, you prophesied and teached and laid hands on the sick and they recovered, but he said, get thee behind me, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. I done saw a bad day, y'all. So it doesn't move me how much scripture folks can quote. I'm not turned on by your scripture reading. I'm turned on by your relationship with God, for real relationship. That means you're not going to sell out to the world and be about the world and seek the things of the world, because now you are an enemy to God. When you start seeking fame and want to be named and called and setting up in the high seats and all this other fool-a-la. Come on, somebody. Because one day, my God, I'm about to preach right there. One day, we all going to see the master. And when we see the master, we're going to have to give an account of what we've done in this body. God, I felt that right there, Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Glory be to God. Now, I know we're not by our works, beloved. We are saved by grace. Huh? We're saved by grace. And so I'm not getting it twisted. But we're still going to be judged. Huh? We're going to talk a lot about a lot of stuff. You just keep on coming here 6 a.m. in the morning. Oh, God, starting your day, just turn it on and go and be getting dressed, okay? Because the Holy Ghost is going to convict, not Teresa. Huh? That's not my job. My job is just to be a vessel that the Most High God can use for his glory. Amen? So we're talking about developing the human mind, beloved. And that is by meditating on the Word of God. Practice the Word of God. Be doers of it, not a hearer only. And this is what James 1 and 22 says. A lot of people, they're not doers of the Word, but they just hear the Word, but they do nothing about it. Huh? Faith without works is dead. That's what the Word of God says. Huh? Come on, somebody. Come on. So you have to be a doer of the word. Whenever you hear the word of God, you have to be a doer of the word. Don't just hear the word, okay? And don't just get word of scripture so you can say you know the scripture. Okay, you know the scripture, but what are you doing about the scripture? That's the difference. We can know word all day long. We can quote scripture all day long. We can try to look deep, huh? We need to get out of that competing in the gospel. You have a lot of people have a competitive spirit in the gospel. I know I'm going to step on some toes today, but I don't care. I'm bold in the Lord. Huh? We have so many people who want to compete and look grand and look like they're the only one teaching the truth. You need to die to yourself. Sit your hips down and get delivered from that competitive spirit in the gospel. Look here. We know Satan knows the word, huh? Because he used the word on the word. When Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was led up into the mountain to be tempted, huh? By the enemy, huh? So that let me know Satan knows the word. You can't fool nobody just because you know some scriptures, huh? Jesus said a tree is known by its fruit. I should be able to identify who you are when you stand before me. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I should be able to look at you and tell you who you are. Oh, God, I felt that right there, Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will reveal every time who you are to me. See, that's why I say a lot of people, they get tricked and tied up and wrapped up into these men and these women thinking that they got it going on. But, baby, you got to understand that Satan is crafty and cunning. Uh-huh. He's deceitful. Huh? The Bible says he transformed himself into an angel of light to appear and look like. Uh-huh. He'll sound like, too. But it's not until you let the Holy Ghost of the living God reveal them to you And then you'll know what you're dealing with. That's why I get no meaning. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He didn't say follow him and forget about Christ. As long as that man or that woman is teaching truth, God may have connect you to follow them. In order to be a good leader, you have to first have become or been a good follower. Huh? You know, a lot of people, they don't have a teachable spirit. Huh? They want it to be all about them. They don't have a teachable spirit. And so now you're fighting against that disobedient spirit, that stubborn spirit, that I know it all spirit, that prideful spirit, that hateful spirit, that evil spirit, that demonic spirit. You're fighting against all this, trying to get them to see the Word of God. But see, when we try, it's not going to work. But when we rely on the Holy Ghost, it will work. Uh-huh. And so the moment that we stand up to serve the menu, we got to understand because of our meditation, because our prayer life, because we trust God, because we have a relationship with God, this is what the people will see. When you stand behind the sacred desk, nobody should be looking at you and want to glorify you and worship you and think you're the one and you're la 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 la. No. They should see God. Amen? And they should want to glorify the Most High God after they hear a right now word from God. Word brings change. The Holy Word is supposed to bring change, and it's supposed to convict you through the Holy Spirit of the living God. When you hear a right now word, you're not supposed to be the same way you came into the house of God. There must be a change somewhere. But where does the change happen? The change happens the moment that you start meditating on the Word of God, and by doing that, the Holy Ghost of the living God will develop your human spirit. And He will cause you to begin to walk the right way, meaning in the righteousness of the Most High God. Because you become the righteousness of the Most High God when you accept Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as your Lord and Savior. Yeah. Yeah. But when you become born again, there's steps that you have to take. There's a process. You can't get there overnight. Amen. But you can start somewhere by picking up the Word of God, reading the Word of God, praying before you read the Word of God. Ask the Most High God to allow His Holy Spirit to give you understanding and all that getting get understanding. You have to understand what you're reading, beloved. You can't just wake up overnight and say, hey, you know, no. You got to ask God to give you wisdom, give you understanding, teach you His ways. That's what you got to ask God for. Amen? You have not because you ask not. And some things you ask in a mist. That's why you don't have it. So, beloved, for me, if you would, make this day be the first day, if you haven't been meditating on the Word of God, make this day be the first day that you get your hips in your closet and begin to meditate on the Word of God. Amen. Well, beloved, I got to go. I want to thank you all so much, beloved, for tuning in with me on Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. I tell you, it is truly a blessing to be able to come every morning and share a word with you, break bread with you. Hopefully, it will be a positive tool that you can use every morning when you start your day. I come on every morning because I'm led by the Holy Spirit to do so. And so I just want you guys to know I love you all, and I thank you so much. for allowing me into your homes to just speak a little word, a little something, something. We chit-chat every morning, you know. I like to chit-chat with the word. You know, I love the word of God. Amen. I love the word of God. Y'all, if I can sit down and tell you everything God has done for me, brought me through and everything, y'all, I think y'all will be praising God right there. Come on, somebody. Well, also, I want to tell you about my new book, Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties. Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties is about me as a teenager when I thought foolishly. I didn't know no better. I was knitted up, tied up, and wrapped up and almost lost my mind in a soul tied with that I had with a young gentleman that I was just fool over, okay? And so I'm talking about the lust, lies, and the deceit in this Bible. I'm being a little transparent because in order for you to hear my story, to give God some glory, you got to know truth, amen? So I'm speaking my truth in this book. So please go to Amazon.com and order your copy today, or go to serveitupnow.com, my website, and there you can purchase the book. It would take you to Amazon.com, and then that way you can buy the book for yourself, okay? So please share my book with your family and friends. I really believe that it is a tool that the Most High God can use to minister to your soul and teach you how to soak before God. Because I had to soak my soul before God in order to get free. Amen. I walked around for over 25 some years, tied up, knitted up, knotted up, wrapped up. You know, it was just a hot mess. But go ahead and get that book for yourself. And I would like to hear from you, and how you can do that is write once you know read the book, you go back to Amazon.com, you give me whatever rating on it, and you tell me what you thought about the book. That's one way that I can see what everybody is talking about, okay? So with that said, guys, and if you ever want to be a guest on this show, guys, all you have to do is go to serveitupnow.com, leave a quick message, and I will contact you back. And then what I will do is, make sure that we set a date and time for you to come on the show, okay? So with that said, guys, you stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.